All right, everybody, this is PRQ Timelines. This show was developed so we could really examine the sequence of events of our decision-making process and how we get down maybe some of the roads we prefer and some of the roads we don't prefer. And so I'll take calls immediately here. While I wait for the phone lines to populate, Ms. Bach, quite a story there, and I can resolve it. I'll be very careful not to give you any information out. Miss Back or Miss Box, sorry. I will reach out to you and I'll show you a couple suggestions. Thank you for your bravery and thank you for your courage using your authentic self. It's amazing. Thank you so much. All right, getting to the callers. Karen from Pennsylvania would like to show her appreciation. Karen would like to give me a hug. Is that right, Karen?
I would.
You know what my favorite hugs are?
What?
I like mouth hugs.
Oh, it's going to start like that, I see.
it's okay. They just work. I don't know. They show your true intention.
Well, they do.
Don't they?
They you know, it's, why not?
Yeah, it's like we're grouper fish. We're just grouper fish.
Yes, could be.
All right, I got everybody rolling.
I appreciate Karen. You taking my call. Thank you.
You're welcome, Karen. I love all the attention on me. It's just getting more obvious and obvious that we all care about each other, and we'll do our best to advance that care for each and every one of us. Thank you so much.
Yes, it's working. So what I just wanted to give a little bit of feedback, and it is really a timeline related, but after Aloha and I spoke to you back in October and had that really amazing call. Oh, I'm losing you. Okay, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, so then Aloha, of course, went on to her next adventure and left the East Coast, and that's the last time I saw her. But I was starting to get a lot of thoughts that I couldn't control, like, stop calling that show. These people do not want to hear what you have to say. Your stuff is BS. Like, and so I was getting a lot of that in my head and trying to. So Aloha reminded me, she said, put it on the silver platter and, like, knock it off, like kind of how she is. In a very beautiful, polite way. So I did that, and I just put it on the silver platter, and Sunshine on her show specifically mentioned me, and it made me, so it's just the whole synchronicity of it. And ever since that, I put everything on the silver platter, and my life is similar to what it was months ago, but I'm handling it better. So I want to thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, you're getting stronger. You're starting to figure it out, aren't you?
Oh yeah, I see things a lot quicker than I used to. I might be a little bit slow sometimes, but then I go, oh, all right, I'll get that one next time. So I'm definitely seeing when people are trying to put me on timelines, pull at my heartstrings, ask me for help, yeah. Drama, pull me into drama, and I'm getting better at not joining in.
Yeah, so what I did, this is not to impose how I did it, but if we use me as the crash test dummy is my goal here, I would go for years, I would search out the most psychic people on the planet who proclaim to be the most psychic people, knowing I'm going to find my people somewhere. I'm going to find the other light beings. Not easy to do here intrinsically. So when you're in these bodies, you don't have the same capabilities as when we're outside of these bodies, as I'm sure you know. So what I would do is try and get really intimate with all of these individuals, and the PRQ team was identified, you being one of them, Aloha, etc. We just have different descriptions of what we're fascinated with exploring in our lives, maybe is one way. But when I got problems in my life related to these relationships, I was able to prove them. So There is a PRQ team member who came to me one day and said, man, I got attacked really bad the other day. I was told you were really upset with me because there was 20 things I was supposed to do that I didn't do. And I go, first of all, you can prove that that wasn't me because I don't have judgment anymore. I don't have the ability to judge through this body or assume my decisions are greater than yours, things like that. So all you have to do is, and that's my great encouragement with people who are in relationships as well, is if you're really in a state of peace, the timelines don't affect you anymore. So even Ra and I play with it all the time. She can always count on, if she gets a vague thought that came from Q's running around with other women, you can, that one's easy for us. Like, no, he's not going to do that. Okay. Right. So, but I could do that if I wanted to. And I'd tell Ra, hey, I'm going to go hang out with another woman tonight. Okay. I'm not endorsing that process, but that's how we would do it. I don't feel like being with you anymore. Probably not possible as our roles, but many people are in that position, is what I'm saying. And you wouldn't be able to cord people if you're not on timelines. When you're on timelines, you can cord everyone. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
It's a battle of the minds here. So if we would just get used to using our core, we'll get off these timelines, no problem. So great, great job explaining that. Most likely better than I could do. So it is more about the relationship. So you're living proof that you're going through the ascension cycle and you can get more knowledge from all your relationships. And then the synchronicity comes right with it, doesn't it?
It really does. And even though like my job still sucks and nothing's changed like that, It's so trivial, and I feel almost silly now that I can see it further, like as you would say, from a higher view. It all is so nonsense. Even mortgages and IRS, all of it's nonsense, and I can't even think about it anymore. It's not in my world.
What is your dream production in society job, as you call it? What is you want to do?
All I want to do is help people. That's it.
Okay. What kind of help?
Whatever they need. If somebody has a need, I just want to help them fill it and make them. That's when I'm happiest. And yeah, of course, I want to make art.
I'm gonna remodel a house tomorrow. You gonna step up or what?
Sure. That's me. I love that. I don't care about money. Yes, I will. I'll help you renovate a house. It'll be fun.
Cool. Okay. So now what do we do with this? What do we do with, I hate my job, but I am now imposed on my legacy timeline because I made a decision to live in a geography, get a house, whatever. And now I'm tied. I'm bound. I'm in a contract with my employer and my home, aren't we?
Right.
So how do we get out of that timeline if we don't prefer it?
Well, that's what the silver platter's for. I'm still working on that.
Okay. Okay, keep calling in because this is the help everybody needs. So if I was to suggest something, would that be okay?
Absolutely.
You're teaching us. So if you can find that trail from your core and come back on the show again, we're going to figure out how to do it with you, aren't we? You know how many people are listening right now that are just like you? Like, oh man, I had a killer job and now the job sucks and I'm making even more money and I'm even more stable. And every morning at 8 a.m., I have to be there on time or I'm not going to be stable. There's a lot of that, isn't there?
It's a lot of that. And then I just do it now. And I do laugh a lot now because that helps me. So when someone's being very dramatic, and they use the word timelines a lot in business, and it makes me like snicker at me. Like I try really hard to laugh to myself, the way I'm getting through it is I laugh. It's helping.
Well, what we're going to do, Karen, is we're going to get you fired. I'm going to call your employer right now. I'm going to get you fired.
Good.
And then,
good. Thank you.
And then we'll get you a proper gig. And by the way, unemployment's not a bad gig, is it? Unemployment's not a bad gig. You want to get fired, everyone. Get your $2,000 a month and be done. Just get fired. Just, you know, it's really easy.
I fired myself. So I'll just wait for somebody to take over for me, like you said.
Okay, keep calling in because I want to track, because you're one of those way showers that does it. And then when you finished, you went, oh, my God, I did do it. So you got to keep teaching us to play, please, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate it. It was wonderful to talk to you again.
Thank you. I love it every time. Thank you for your call. Thank you for your call. BBS Radio, moving to Kelly from Oregon. Biodynamic farming. Go ahead, Kelly. Oh, I need Aaron with me. Ron A. Kelly from Oregon. Biodynamic farming. Are you there, Kelly?
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, 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 hello.
I was doing that the other day. Sometimes I can do it. Sometimes I trip myself up on that.
Yeah, I'm being a little goofy today. You know, it's
I love it.
Like, I have to be an entertainer at the end of the day. What are we working on, Kelly? What are you doing?
Well, first of all, I have to say that your last conversation, I resonate wholeheartedly with that. I just recently took, you know, another major leap of faith, and I say jokingly that I put it all in purple. So I am all in, and all the chips, I've got all the chips down on the table now. So I think you know what I'm talking about. But so I resonated with what you were talking about.
So what is this biodynamic farming you're discussing?
Well, I'm so grateful that you introduced it to us, 100 years ago-ish? So a hat tip to Rudolf Steiner. But I want to integrate it's your holistic approach in the Communities of Life project that I have. And I would love for you to share your knowledge about it and give your perspective on how you see those principles and practices unfolding in our self-contained, self-sustaining farms moving forward, especially given that the moon will no longer be in the mix.
Yeah, great question. Thank you very much. Most people won't recognize that as a relationship to the show's title, Timelines, but it's humongous step towards, you know, geographical sovereignty. So you number one, you don't have to leave your home for food is a huge timeline shift. The short version, I'll summarize it. It just take years to explain it. When your legacy way of participating with fauna would be treating it like it's a peer. So I've helped people with paralysis with trees, as an example. Helped people with diseases, with plants. You already know the naturopathic processes, certainly Ayurvedic processes. Well, spices, doesn't really matter. The conduit, it tremendously matters the intentions. So when a plant wants to, trees are the easiest to simulate standardize my observation methodology. If the tree's whole purpose is to make carbon dioxide, make oxygen, and you need oxygen, that's very powerful. If you need nutrients from your plants, you would ask them to be a nutritious resource because they naturally are parsley. they naturally are basal, et cetera, et cetera. It must be tiring to hear me on this topic. If we love our plants and combine our synergetics with what we need and what they love to do, is the question you asked me. That plant loves to be this resource, and I love that plant for giving me that resource, is one small version. You can do it with animals too, fish. To be one with a school of fish, they serve a very high purpose. That's why the bears eat the salmon. It's such, you know, there's just so many stories there. So without taking up all day to talk about it, when we're in alignment with our biosphere, that synergetics works in our favor, along with our natural aging progress. So it's not the nutrition that's anti-aging you, so to speak. It's living at your heart center is the authentic you, which destroys the DNA, genetic engineering, epigenetics, and it all goes away, and you live longer and you are healthier. So I hope that helps.
It does. It does. How does that interconnected, interdependent approach combine with, you know, like the spiritual component, the cosmic component, you know, versus with the intrinsic traditional farming practices? Or do you want to?
Yes. Yeah, so it gets lost in translation, doesn't it? Wait a minute.
Yeah.
I don't feel like being friends with my head of lettuce today. I'm not going to just So it's kind of funny how we if we would create that balance in our life, you don't have to like sleep with your lettuce. But to just have some kind of relationship with it when you water it. The water is very powerful, as everyone knows, when you stimulate that plant. A lot of plants don't like the cold water, as I had to re-educate myself. They don't like shock. They're like, okay, I need some water, but sprinkling water on me is not rain. You know, things like that. I like rainwater. I like natural water, spring water, etc. And so once you're able to talk to your plants like that and they give you the biofeedback, you can change your farming. And it's geographically, it's all over the place. And I'm on the fence. That's a great one. Regarding our diets. And so I need to be careful about what I say on the radio because everybody will do what I do. I probably eat a big meal once a week, two times a week, maybe here and there. And so staying in this body is not as easy as it used to be because we're just getting lighter and lighter and lighter and we need less and less. But what we do consume is very powerful. So that nutritional level, energetic level should be going up for everybody. If you're going to go to the grocery store and buy organic food, nowhere near going to give you subsistence compared to your relationship with your food personally at your own site. So just because you're eating four pizzas that are completely organic and vegetarian doesn't mean that the apple that you grew in your backyard isn't more powerful. So it's getting very interesting for me to see that our light stream is favoring our nutrition level too. So I hope that's a great encouragement. Any other questions?
Yeah, I can totally attest to that. Yeah, so one of the many components to my project, there's many of them, but one of them is a fitness and functional movement component that's a personal passion of mine. And so my question is, as a light being, you, if you're inclined to share, what's your preferred way to keep your physical, that's so funny how significant this is. What's your preferred way to keep your physical body fit, balanced, and energized?
I just drink a lot of tequila. What's agave?
Oh, now
it's agave.
You're funny.
It's agave, isn't it?
If it's made from spring water.
Yeah. So, if everyone would consume substance from what they need from their spirit instead from what their body is the number one story here. So if when I consume water and I envisionment it going counterclockwise down my body, through my body, I can now make an exchange, much like a heat exchanger. So I can take that water and I can input power to it that says, give me more energy today. And figuratively and literally, when it goes out of your body, it will take all of the things that are stopping you from not having energy that day. So do 8 glasses of water a day as an example. And each time you charge the water with, give me perfect exchange of whatever the need is. That's the best way to recalibrate and rebalance and then reintroduce diet to you. But doing it the same way. Carrot, I really need extra sugar because I'm low on sugar content, whatever it is. It could be 1,000 different things. But that's how we traditionally did consume our items in our biosphere, is asking permission and or asking for help. So that would be pretty normal that you would initiate that with water in this type of human, not in the other dimensions, but here we consume a lot of our planet. Does that help?
Oh, certainly, yeah. I'm on a well, so I've asked it to, you know, energize and do that with my body, and I just know as it comes out of the tap. So I don't have to do that every time.
Yeah, and so
come to know that.
Yeah, with wells, they're a little tricky for me because most our wells are positively displaced. But since we drill a motor and a pump into the well system, most wells are 100 feet or so in North America. You're in Montana? Excuse me.
Oregon.
Yeah. Oregon, forgive me. The way in which the centrifugal pumps work, it's valuable to get a $15 grounding strap on it so the harmonics of the pump don't get into your water. Not to say when the water comes off the tap, you can recharge it. You can put vortices on your wells as well. There was a story about Jesus that could turn water into wine and wine into water both ways. You would use a vortex to do that. So if you poured a carafe of wine through a vortice, it wouldn't change color, but it would be energized. So that rifling of the vortex, they're usually in metal pipes about, I don't know, half a foot long. And so just, you notice how people aerate their wine, spin it all the time. And that's why that topic is later today around spinning our blood. And that's how these elite people have hidden technology from us. If we would be able to spin and or create more vortices, we would get more balance. And that's what water does. Hope that helps. Thank you for your call.
Yeah, so do I need to... Do I need to energize it every time it comes out of the tap then?
It sure is fun to do. You play with it. Do it 1 week on, okay. 1 week off. See how it goes. Thank you for your call so much. Thank you for your call. Amazing. That is one person I never get tired of talking to. Kelly is really exploring hard timelines, how they work. In this case, it's biodynamics. Jackie from Montana, huge timeline shift. Jackie, what you got, Jackie? What's going on, Jackie? You know what a timeline is? You know what a timeline is now, huh?
I do now.
Jenna, huge timeline shift. You like? It is so nice to hear you. Thank you for calling me.
My used to hot toy, huh? Thank you so much. I have to I'm just kind of giggling inside because everything I've heard is everything I'm experiencing, but we talked about money a while back about I never understood it, but I'm seeing things so differently now, and everything is starting to make sense about homesteading, and I mean, I was always on board, but now I really see it. I'm super, super excited about it. And I was curious to see if you guys, I'm a little late to the party with the first show. Have you guys done any work in Yellowstone County in Montana?
Any Montana? I don't think I've seen Yellowstone, but definitely Montana. There's a bunch coming through in Montana.
Okay.
That's been I haven't had to get involved there, so that should tell you that things are going pretty well there.
Oh, good. Good to know. Well, Yellowstone's the biggest county, and unfortunately, I have a county commissioner as a brother, so he isn't going to like me. He'll get over it, though. He loves me. So I would like to move forward and find something to patent. I haven't peed on anything yet.
Yeah.
As soon as I find something to pee
on. I did not use those words for the record. I used mark your space. I did not use.
Oh, okay. Mark my space.
That's
okay.
You. Hey, if you need to spit, you need to be naked and roll in the nettles. You can do it both ways.
Well, I'm not above that. All right. Well, that sounds perfect. I will. Who do I talk to then to find out where they're patenting land? I mean, every time I've emailed in, I never get anything back, and my subscription keeps canceling on me. So I don't know if they don't want me to talk to you or what the deal is.
Pretty normal. Yeah, everyone gets some good electronic chaos when you're dealing with me. Okay, so here's how it works. These are legitimate timelines, obviously, even though the show is it's intended to show you how did I make these decisions and why am I here when I don't want to be here? Is that kind of what you're at? I don't really want
pretty much
where I live. Okay, I made decisions in the past like this, and now I'm making decisions like this. Is that where we're at?
Yeah, I'm ready to go the highest. I mean, I'm done with all stuff. Credit card, mortgages, done. Yeah.
Okay, so when you're talking to me on this radio show, there is a lot of people in incredible positions in our world who want to hear what you're experiencing at the root cause analysis. So if we don't get you guys talking, we don't know where the real issues are. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So just because you're talking to me doesn't mean there's not a huge body of people going, all right, we need to get over there to Yellowstone and clean that crap up. You heard Aloha do it. You got to see the succession of places she's been throughout the country. So just keep piping in, keep the subscriptions going, whatever you need to do. We just need your contact information so we can keep working and keep working at getting you facilitations and resources and so much more. But you're telling me that you're unaware of how to deal with Yellowstone County, or are you telling me you're having
issues? Oh, no, no. No, okay. I haven't even started yet. And I don't think I'm going to have a problem with it. I've done a lot of stuff like that before, so I don't think it's going to be a big deal to do it. It's just finding the land that I want to own. And I want to be a hemp farmer. I want to show people how to be with horses without bridles and saddles, be able to ride them. I have all these things pouring in that I can't even keep my arms around. Algae farming, I'm really excited about that because I pretty much don't eat anything but nuts and fruit now anyway. So I might as well eat algae too. So anyway, I'm super excited to get my fingers into everything, and I realize I have to start with one thing and get that going and then layer on there. So
in a timeline,
that's kind of where
now we understand how powerful we are. We can make negative timelines and positive. Okay, now in this instance, in this example, I really want to find my dream area. How would you do it from your heart versus your mind?
Well, everything that I've been looking at, I really am trying to do through my heart. Do I really want to be here, even if there wasn't anything on it? Could come here.
You want me to show you how the PRQ team does it? for you guys.
I would love it.
We just go places. So we don't query on the internet to see what's for sale. We actually go and touch these places and go, oh my God, this is perfect for the Ballard girls, et cetera, et cetera. We're like, we know what they want. But we have the tools to measure when's the last time they were on that property. It could be thousands of years ago. And we would know that was their legacy home and go, we got to get a hold of this person and that person. So my suggestion, and you heard maybe the person earlier today, I just want to live in the mountains. I go, then go there. It's really that simple.
Right.
And then you have all these excuses that you only have $5 in your pocket. I can't do it. I'm telling you, you can do it if you're really, really with you. If you're not with you and you got all these reasons why you can't do something and all these rules and regulations about creativity, I'm preaching the choir with you.
Right.
I know that. Anyway, that's
the
best way we've learned is just to go somewhere and not have a destination. Just keep moving around, just kind of feeling. Maybe you only go for a weekend break over here next week. Maybe you only go for one day in the middle of the week when you should have been working. Find areas where your obligations are competing with your heart. It works really well. I'm really supposed to be at work today. Instead, I called in sick and I went to the Yellowstone National Park. Things like that.
Right.
And you'll find these places will show up out of nowhere. Places you didn't even think you'd like.
Right. And that's just it. That's the part you get in your mind going, I really don't like that area. And I think that's perfect. I will definitely just knock that door down and just start going.
Thank you for helping us. Any other questions?
No, thank you. No, thank you so much. Much love to you and Ross.
My love to you. All right. We're doing pretty good today. Let's see. I'm a little behind BBS. Let me see if I can pull it together here. We did Jackie. Let's do Sheila from British Columbia. Power of Attorney Timelines. Oh, this one's sexy. Sheila, are you there from British Columbia?
I'm here. Thanks, Q. And first off, I wanted to thank you for the healing I received from you this past September.
Thank you.
And,
thank you for receiving.
Yeah, my pleasure for sure. Okay, so the Power of Attorney Timelines. I'll just go back a bit. I moved out of the city almost 3 years ago to a small country town, which is about 9 hours away from where I used to live. And I speak with my mom less and less, and I only choose to call my mom back when my intuition says it's best. So, that was working out great. And then a while back, she told me that she was told she had signs of dementia or Alzheimer's. Long story short, everyone she knows has been told this, and they all believe it. And she's told by her doctor that he's very concerned, and she goes for tests. The tests come back negative. She doesn't have that. So, and I never believed she did. Like, other stuff, perhaps. But anyways, last time we spoke, she said my brother gave her a to-do list with two items, one which was regarding changing her power of attorney. And I don't even remember this, actually, but it had both my brother and I on it. And because I live so far away now, it doesn't make sense, which I totally agree. And I could hear my intuition talk to me when I was talking to her and said, you don't want to be involved with this anyways. So I said, I was really happy about that. And I hung up the phone and a couple days later, I thought, wow, I got off a timeline I didn't even remember I was on. This is great. Anyways, this past week, I get an email, not a phone call, that was between the lawyer and my brother, and it copied my mom. It copied, and obviously, I was on it. But it was about getting my ID, et cetera, to be on the power of attorney. So my intuition said, don't call, don't respond to the email. And I haven't. It's been probably going on 2 weeks now. And so I related to the previous caller who said something about the battle of the minds because, I was getting really weird things on my head, like attachments and stuff. Anyways, I'm doing the Creation Light Chip family imprinting cording removal and all sorts of other ones that have come up. And I 100% don't prefer the timeline, and I'm not going to be put on it. Like, I wouldn't change my mind about that. But
can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a question? When we observe emotions, did you notice that that might not be our emotions?
Yes.
It might be somebody else's. Huh? So when we're trying to deal with mom stuff, we get mom stuff, don't we?
Yes.
And that's now another timeline. So I'm going to go and clean up mom's house because she's not capable of that anymore. Is not a decision that motivates you in your life other than being a really great person to mom, aren't you?
I wouldn't do it. Like, I would have done it years ago, but I wouldn't 100% do that now. And it feels like because I've been able to pull myself away from where I used to live and all the people, it's been quite a relief.
Yeah,
but I can still feel, yeah.
Yeah, and so I purposely am unresponsive to many people who call in that want me to call and get in a clubhouse with them, and I love it. I love all the love. Yet, what is the reactionary timelines for? What do they do for us if they're not from our creative? If they're not from our creation and or creation. Why are we reacting to everybody else's baggage, so to speak?
Yeah.
A lot of ways we could position.
Oh, I'm hearing beeps.
If I can just get us free of reacting to everybody else's problems is where I've erred on. And we all know my weaknesses, and I want those. I want to be exposed for all my weaknesses as well, so that we can make sure we're getting it right for ourselves. But you explained a lot to me. Why am I doing this? Is what you said today.
Well, I actually thought I wasn't doing it anymore. And then it came out of, and then the email, I thought it was all
You said a lot of things. What if you didn't have an email, and what if you didn't have text messaging, and what if you didn't have voicemails? You wouldn't even know these people existed, would you?
Yes, 100%. 100%.
Okay, so there will be a day where I am not going to participate on these machines anymore.
Yeah.
And you will too. I guarantee you, these machines are not serving us well. So,
I don't use my phone.
Ignore the past. Ignore the past. Thank you so much for your call. So much for your call. That is very powerful call. All right, let's see what else we got. BBS. I'm going through. Ooh, we got a lot of callers. Huh? Looks like Q's a little popular today. I'm gonna move around. Let's. Gosh, I've lost track of time. Let's see. We did Sheila. Let's see. Simple. Ohio. I'm stuck where they don't prefer, but are told they were. Okay, let's do Sandra from Ohio. I think it's line 6 BBS. Star seeds stuck where they don't prefer, but are told they are where they are supposed to be. Sandra from Ohio, are you there?
I am here, Q. Hello, hello.
Hi, Ohio. Oklahoma, Oklahoma. Okay, Ohio. Yeah, I love Steve Martin.
Yeah. Yeah, Sammy says thank you. He's not scared to go out at night anymore.
Very good, very good. What are you working on today? What can I help you with?
Well, several of these calls have been right in the alley of what I'm working on today. And,
I got to make it pretty quick today. I don't want to bump sunshine here.
Specifically,
we got 8 minutes.
If star seeds have been told they are where they are supposed to be, but it's a place they don't prefer to be, is it just a matter of time until they can go where they prefer to be, or should they follow their hearts and go where they prefer to be?
Oh, you know the answer to this. Define a star seed. What's a star seed?
You got me.
Okay, cool. Thank you for the question. Thank you. Thank you so much for the call. Rob from Burlington, Canada, on line two. Commands for crashing timelines. Rob from Burlington, are you there?
I'm here. How are you doing, Q?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks, man. It's a little bit.
That would be the past,
here,
but that would be the past. But that would be the past, because when I asked you, that was like 12 hours ago now.
Yeah.
So I can't actually ask you how you're doing because you're not doing it yet. Now you're doing it. How do I ask you how you're doing if you haven't done it yet?
I don't
Never
know.
Mind.
And I don't even know how long this call takes to get to you. So, you know,
you don't really know. Yeah. You don't even know.
No, especially with the time zones and everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Who knows how long it's been? What are you working on, Rob?
Today, actually, I was just working on, I cleaned all the walls and the roof in my kitchen. It was time, but I was inspired to do it. And I took your advice, and I only do things when I'm inspired to do it. And I kind of just said, you know what, I got to do this today. And I did it. And it takes way less time when you're inspired to do it, because it's not a chore, you know.
It doesn't feel like you were doing anything. You were like, this is what I want to do.
There was nothing else I'd rather be doing. I was like, this is amazing. And I was like enjoying it, and, you know, and that's why I really took your advice on that. And I don't do things unless I'm inspired to do them. And I realized I used to hate chores when I was a kid, but it's only, I hated doing them when I had to do them. Oh, at, you know, 8 o'clock on Tuesday. Well, if I don't feel like doing it at 8 o'clock on Tuesday, it's laborious and boring and horrible. It's like hell. But when you're inspired to do it, time flies.
Absolutely. How can I help you today?
My question was, I was listening to Uncle Amatron and talking with some people about timeline crashing on the Creation Lightship website. And so, you know, he talks about tangent timelines, upside down timelines, and space time. And I was wondering what your thoughts were for everybody out there listening, and, you know, some people who don't maybe have the resources to buy the clearings. What's a powerful command or two that we can use to clear all those tangent timelines and everything on our own?
Thank you so much. Great question. So what we did in relationship to the Creation Lightship webpage is to give you modeling information so that you can turn it in to personal processes for yourself. So just because we say, I command my spirit to increase my life force energy, we know that you're getting that information through you using our communication tools. I'll be easy on it today. So we're going to use articulation, but the goal is to use intentions with the articulation. So even if we're using the darkest measures of language, English language being that one, our intentions will override it. So that's the very most prominent tool to observe is, if I really want this from my core to increase my life force energy, and I'm doing it verbally, then those timelines, as you asked, start changing. I command my spirit to increase my life force energy to create something, could be one tool you would use. I, I command my spirit to increase the volume of lumber I have to build my house. That could be one of those tools. Now, forcing it would be the mind. Allowing it to happen would be you, your spirit. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So so all your questions, I already know you know that I know that you know that I know that you know that I know that you know. You already have that answer. You're just getting affirmations. Mm-hmm. You're just getting confirmation, correct?
Yeah, and you know, help, maybe sometimes to help me explain it, because like you've mentioned before on your show, it's hard to explain in English, and like it's like you have this knowing, but when you're trying to relate it to somebody maybe who hasn't, you know, I've listened to past 2 years since I discovered you and Ron. I think I've listened to all your shows for sure, and I do about a Creation Lightship show a day. But for people who are just kind of, you know, getting their feet wet with it, I'm like, I don't really know how to explain it. And I was like, maybe Q can, you know, like using the English language is tricky, but how to explain it to them with their intentions. And, you know, I feel through religion and all that stuff, everybody's been so disempowered that we've been so, you know, like we've discarded our spiritual integrity. And so people have such a hard time believing them that they can do it with their intentions. And I really liked what you said about the personal processes, because that's what I mentioned to somebody. I said that, you know, Ron and Q have both mentioned, like, don't lean on the lightship, or you mentioned this is, you guys should be realizing that it's on you to do these things. And so that's what, you know, I think getting that across to people, because some people would be like, oh my God, all these clearings are so expensive. And it's like, well, you probably don't need them all. Like, get the emotional one, get one or two, but realize that you're going to become powerful enough to do it yourself. And so I think I just wanted that affirmation. And I mentioned that, you know, everybody's light's growing anyway. So maybe those things that were created years ago by Ron were for that time. And now people are stronger. We're getting all of our light back collectively. So don't feel so disempowered if you can't, you know, spend a couple $100 on clearings, right?
That's correct. Thank you so much for your call. That was an amazing call. You guys got it right. It's up to you now. We're very strong now. And out of respect and appreciation for the next show coming up, I'm going to get off the air here. I'm going to take an hour break, and then we'll do another 3 hours. Mermaid will be here, and she's got some heavy stuff, I think. I think she's going to be here. She's going to show up today. I love you all. I love you. I love you. I love you. Keep calling. Keep calling. I don't care about the topics. Let's just figure this out together. Have a beautiful, beautiful day. Thank you for the people.space. Thank you, BBS Radio. Thank you for everyone that calls in. And Shelly and the gang there, should have got to you. Couldn't, Beth. Did my best to get through the calls, Sandra, et cetera. Love you guys. Have a good day. See you in an hour.